How much money have I made from buying, selling, and promoting the cryptocurrency Steem? If you want answers to that, will you please watch this video and leave a like if you enjoy any part of it, because you'll feel good knowing you're helping other people find it. And I'm as interested to know these answers as you are. I don't know how much money I've made, because while I've worked on all the individual parts of this, I've never even once so far looked at the entire big picture and added all the numbers up. I'm grateful for the adventure, for all the earnings on Steem. At the same time, I felt an attraction to gaming. I felt the pull away from Steem. I'm no longer actively promoting or doing anything on Steem besides selling the Steem I earned, selling most of the Steem I bought, and posting to my blog on Steem with the intention to get people reading on Steem over onto my website, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. That's where we're at with this today after seeing a year of the ups and downs. I'm grateful for all of these earnings I'm about to present. At the same time, I've thought a lot about how I earned it. I've earned this money on Steem because I've sold Steem to other people I don't know who have bought it, often at a price higher than I bought it. And I'm seeing, for me personally, I'm being attracted to do more with personalized, very personal investing where I actually know and have accountability with the person. Therefore, let's get into how much money have I actually made on Steem. Now, this is complicated for even me to understand. I'll do my best to present it in simple terms. There's two basic ways I've earned money with Steem. First is buying it and then selling it. In the USA, this is called capital gains, where you buy something at one price and then you sell it for a different price. And the money you make is called capital gains. Doing that, the money you lose is called capital losses. I've bought a total of 46,000 plus 22,000, because how long you hold it makes an impact on the tax you pay. So long story short, I bought a total of 68,500 Steem. The average price was around a dollar or so. Yes, it is lower than when I bought it a year ago. Wow. And the total price I paid in Bitcoin to US dollars, the total price I paid for 68,000 Steem, I actually paid less than a dollar on it. I actually paid less than a dollar for it, because when I bought the Bitcoin for it, it was lower. I paid out of my bank account about $48,000 or so. I put from my savings and sold all my other investments to buy into this. So I put in $48,000 in 2017. And for capital gains, I've sold so far for 61,000 plus 26,000 at different rates based on how long I held it. So I bought about 47,000 I bought in, and I sold for about 26,000 plus 61,000. So we'll put this in the calculator to get the net profit assessed at today's current market value. So what we'll do, we'll put this, and I'm not going to actually count this Steem because I'm still holding it, but I have that much more to sell. So we're just going to put all of it in there and see what the number comes out to. So we're going to put all the price I bought Steem for, $23,486.89 plus. So this is actually, we need to do the profit first. So what I sold it for, $61,000. We're going to start with that. $61,536.35 plus next one. Yep, there we go. All right, there's a lot of columns here. There's taxes. All right, sum plus 26,000 plus 26,873.23. All right, that's 88,000 total sold price. Now what we need to do is minus what I paid for it. So minus 24,643. I'm going to stop using decimal places too. We're just going to truncate that. So that, and then we need to minus one more, minus 23,486. So So that's a $40,000 net gain on what I bought versus what I sold. Great deal for considering I put in $47,000, sold a profit of $40,000. That's a great deal for most any investment. Now, that's just what I bought versus what I sold. Now, what we need to do is look at all the rest I've sold straight earnings. So, what I bought versus what I've sold is capital gains. Now, the rest of this is what I've earned. Essentially, you could look at it as mining. I've earned this by being a witness, an author, a curator, my voting bot. All of these earnings combine into the total earnings. So for this and my QuickBooks for all time, we've got $147,000, $147,072. So we're going to put that in. There's some expenses there related to it, but we're going to add this in. $147,000. That's $187,000 when you include all of the earnings. These earnings are a bunch of different earnings from author, rewards, witness. These are all the earnings just lumped into QuickBooks combined. Wow, this number is coming out higher than I thought it'd be. $187,000. Now, if you do the tax on this, there's a lot of tax on this. The IRS is going to be earning and already has earned a lot. The IRS will be getting about $50,000 or so of these earnings. So the U.S. government will be earning $50,000+ on the steam that I earned. That's a nice little system they've got set up, isn't it? So this includes everything, author, all the stuff thrown in there. Now, there's another big thing I need to subtract, though. I need to subtract the amount I just showed includes $65,000 I got that I sold specifically for ads. So now this number is going to take a big drop. We minus $65,408. So now down to $121,000 after subtracting. That's money that I cashed out steam that I earned in exchange for paying for ads on Facebook and Google. So I spent $65,000 advertising steam on Facebook and YouTube. So that's a straight up expense. In other words, I sold steam and then used the money I sold the steam to pay Facebook and Google for the ad budget. Now the remaining things we add in are the current value of my Steam accounts. Now I can't actually sell my Steam right now in this account. This is my main Jerry Banfield account with one of the largest numbers of followers on Steam. And all I do on my blog now is try and get people off Steam. Isn't that beautiful? 55,000 Steam. Now, this is all the Steam power I actually have. These other amounts are voting bots in and out. So those go in and out every day. This is my actual part of the Steam. Technically, I power down curation rewards every week. So what we can do for simplicity, we're just going to put this value in right here. This is the estimated account value based on the 3 day or so average of the Steam price. Now, this is what can go up and down drastically, and it'd take me 13 weeks to actually be able to sell all that. So if the Steam price goes to zero, this is zero. If the Steam price goes way up, it may go way up. So this is the true number that I've cashed out total. I've actually got all that money out of Steam, out of Bitcoin. All of that is in US dollars in my bank account. Well, technically, I've already paid the IRS tens of thousands of dollars of tax on that amount as well. So this is the net profit that I've actually cashed out, which I'm very grateful for. This has built me a shed that I'm doing my videos in, which cost about $10,000. This helped me upgrade my setup, get a new camera. This paid the down payment on my house. This paid off the car I bought before. This has paid tons of student loan interest. This has paid my bills basically for 10 or for a year or so. I'm very grateful for that. What can I say except you're welcome? Is that what you're thinking? All right, so now that is the kind of hard earnings. All of these other earnings, and this is subject to anything with cryptocurrencies, these other earnings could disappear completely. I could get my account stolen and never sign in again. These could go up 10 times. The Steam price could suddenly blow up. 10x and this could be suddenly worth $500,000 instead of $49,000. Therefore, this is the real number that I've actually got in the bank. Now what we'll do is combine this with the theoretical market value of what I've got today. And this technically includes some of which that could be sold at capital gains. Well, for simplicity, we're just going to keep it, we'll just put it all together. So now what we're going to do is add 49,480. All right, so that's theoretical based on what my account is worth, assuming I powered it down and was able to sell all of it at today's market rate. That, and now I have one more account that's got some steam in it also. God, really? I've got another account that has $7,800 worth of steam in it. And this, I could sell almost all of it immediately. This is kind of my hot sell account. I'm keeping this. If there's a price pump, I got a notification. If it goes up to $2, I'm unloading all of this immediately. And I'm sure there's probably 500,000 other steam set to unload immediately if the price goes up that much as well. Therefore, I've got this account to consider also. This account is mostly liquid. I can sell all of this right away. So we're going to put that in, plus 7,822. So there is the combination of all the earnings I've actually got, which is about 120,000, plus all the earnings I theoretically could cash out at today's market rate. All of that is subject to change. Therefore, 2/3 of this is set in stone already in the accounting, and then 1/3 of this is up for debate. It could disappear and go to zero. It could go up 10 or 20 times. Who knows? I've sold most of my steam already, the 2/3 of it, because it's insane to when I've got all these student loan debts and I've got a family to feed each week. It's insane to be holding that much money all in a cryptocurrency that could easily disappear. I'm holding most of the rest of this in my voting bot because the voting bot pays out a little bit every day. The voting bot is paying me out, and anyone that buys a Steam can set this up. The voting bot's paying out about $20 a day in Steam for me to just hold this, basically, which that's, if it paid out $20 a day the rest of the year, I guess that'd be like $7,000 or something. So that's pretty sweet. That's true passive income. I don't need to do anything except just cash the income out. And then what I learned with my Dash, see, if I could have sold all of my Steam at once, I would have dumped all of my Steam at $2. I started selling big amounts of Steam at $2. If I could dump all my Steam at once, I would. That said, I also learned a lesson. I dumped all of my Dash when Dash was $87. And Dash went up to $1,400 half of that, assisted by the promotion I did for Dash. Therefore, I've decided not to unload all of my Steam at once, lest my own promotional efforts from things I did in the past, like videos, blog posts, etc., lest my own promotional efforts and the innovations from people still trying to make something out of Steam, lest those actually add up to something good and the price ever goes up in the future. I'm grateful that for all of these earnings. At the same time, from an ethical standpoint, I've been thinking, is this a good way to earn money? I mean, yes, if you just calculate everything I'm holding today, $180,000 for a year and a few months of service almost every day devoting my primary attention to Steam. Yes, that looks like a good return. That said, what I'm wondering now is how much money I've lost doing Steam, because of all the things I did not do, for example, I didn't hardly put any new courses on my website on the University of Jerry Banfield for a year because of doing Steam. If I just put more courses and filmed more courses the whole time, I bet overall I'd have, unless Steam goes up 10x and I'm still holding 50,000 of it and I unload it, even if that happens, I'm still imagining if I just stuck to filming video courses, YouTube videos, and interacting better with my audience, I'm expecting that I might have actually earned more not even doing Steam in the first place. Just holding some of my Bitcoin from the Dash Masternode And the bigger consideration is, okay, so I made this money. How did I make this money? Other people bought hundreds of thousands of dollars of steam that I either earned completely or paid often less for, and then I sold it to them. I tell you what, I'm not a big fan of being on the receiving end of that, because when I'm going to sell my steam now, and I bought it for 3 times in Bitcoin what it is today, and I bought it for more US dollars, I bought 30 or 40,000 of it for steam for more US dollars than it is today. I'm not a big fan of being on the receiving end of paying more for something and then it goes down. So I've been thinking about these things, and I don't want to promote something either where there's no accountability in it. I can do, with the steam I've got, I can do a whole lot of things with it. I've got a voting bot running right now that just gives me passive income every day. And it doesn't matter whether it's ethical or not, because I can do it. As long as I'm okay with it, then it's hard for anyone to stop me, so to speak. And there's a whole lot of earning like that on Steam. And I've seen a lot of the ugly side of cryptocurrencies earning this money myself, because in making all this money with Steam, I got in with the other people who are making the big money on Steam too. And I see that just like almost everything else, you have the 1% of people, actually a 10th of a percent of people on Steam, including me, earning a fortune off of Steam, while the majority make almost nothing, or actually pay out the big earners. And this seems to be unanimous across all the cryptocurrencies I've seen. You, in every one, you've got a small group of people that earns a fortune, and then almost everyone else is kind of desperately grabbing, trying to make a little bit of money, trying to promote it and get a little bit, and relative to the 1%, making almost nothing. I think the solution to this is a very personalized investing approach and accountability. I can do whatever I want with the steam, and while that sounds good on the surface, what happens when I want to do bad things with it, so to speak? What happens when I want to steal someone else's steam? If someone steals it, it'd be very easy to steal my steam or anyone else's steam and completely get away with it. That's a big risk, especially holding as much as I've still got today. That was a factor to cash out. And I've seen every time the price pumps on Steam, what happens is the 1% who have a lot of Steam just unload it like crazy and drive the price back down. Therefore, everyone who gets excited and buys in, then the top 1% earning a bunch just dump and knock the price back down to where it is now. Basically, the ordinary person buying in and hoping to make some money pays out often people who've just earned their Steam for free who didn't even have to buy it. And this is not unique to Steam. This is almost every cryptocurrency I've seen. Guess who makes the most money in Bitcoin? The people I have all the mining set up, the people who've been in for a long time, the people who earned the Bitcoin when it hardly was anything and have just held on to it. Almost all these cryptocurrencies, there's no accountability. It's a free-for-all. And what I see is that if we want a world without money problems, either we don't need to use money and have money anymore, or we need to be accountable on a personal level with our money. Just having no accountability, no rules, total anarchy, it's not fun when you're on the receiving end of a scam. When you get ripped off, it's no fun anymore. When you buy something and the price plummets, several of my business partners were all hyped up from my hype and bought Steam from me. I sold it to them at $3 and now it's 92 cents. I don't feel good about that. That's not a good thing for a relationship for anyone. I'm grateful for these earnings, and it's got me thinking a lot about you, about everyone else involved, about what's good for all of us on Earth. So what? I've made $180,000. When I die, I don't get to take any of that with me. What about you? What about the people who've helped me make this money? I don't even know who's helped me make this money. I don't even know who to thank for all this money. I can thank lots of upvoters, the people who voted for me for witness. And yet, there's a lot of power and control that's come along with making this money. I could have made a whole lot more than this if I had just given in and said, sure, I'll just be one of the top 0.1%. I'll earn a fortune on Steam. I'll keep my mouth shut about how most of the people on it are getting exploited. And I'll just take my income and keep cashing it out every day. And I did that for quite a while. And then I finally spoke up about the things I felt were wrong on Steam. That you got all these people trying so hard who make almost nothing. You got people who never even bought any Steam, who just had it given to them, going around taking money away on some crusade. And then those people are acting holier than thou, and they're sending massive transactions over, selling hundreds of thousands of dollars of Steam every time the price pumps based off of everyone else's work that they contributed almost nothing to. And then it doesn't even impact their ability to continue holding power and influence on Steam. It's insane. It's hell. It is hell. And I'm grateful today. I've sold most of my Steam. I'm still holding some just in case. I think Steam's got a good shot at just going totally down the drain. If you look, most of the altcoins that have been successful have went up in Bitcoin value over time. Steam has, even since I bought it, has down, it's lost like 60% of its value in Bitcoin since I bought in a year ago. And a lot of the other cryptocurrencies have done the opposite. Steam was, I don't know, it was way higher in Bitcoin at some point. And every time the price pumps, you get the 1% just cash out so hard it goes right back down. I don't have much faith in the future of Steam, actually. And whenever the price does go up some more, or maybe if I get a little low in my checking account, I'll just sell some more Steam at whatever the price is today. This video's been uncomfortable for me to present because there's been a lot of learning, a lot of pain, a lot of challenges in this. And what you might look at is success. Well, Jerry, you've earned $180,000 minus at least $30,000 the IRS is taking out of this for their cut. And I technically haven't got paid the $60,000 yet from the amounts I'm just holding. While you might look at this as say, well, this is success, you've earned all this money. In a lot of ways, I look at this as failure. That I could have done better things with my time over the last year. That I contributed to making an environment of fear and oppression on Steam. I contributed to promoting something that wasn't good to buy into. I've looked at some of the guys that promoted things that completely collapsed, and I see a very uncomfortably small amount of difference between me and them. And I see, what if they just got as excited and as enthusiastic as I was about Steam? What if they just honestly thought this was a great thing, they were happy they were making money and shared it, like I did with Steam, only to wind up here, 92 cents, where despite how all the great things that happened for cryptocurrencies over the last year and a half, despite all the innovation, despite all the people that contributed to Steam, the price is lower, and the main people who've made money, almost all the money made on Steam was made by the people at the top. The very top holders of Steam collectively sold tens, if not 20, $50 million worth of Steam when the price went up. Most of that Steam that was sold, they did not buy. They were given that Steam. There you go. This is why I'm not into cryptocurrencies anymore. That here's an interesting thing. These ideas in our minds that we think we're going to make this money, it's going to make us happy. It doesn't make me happy to look at how much money I've made on Steam and to think about how I made it. It doesn't. Now, when I sell video courses, when I put videos up that help people and are useful, that I feel good about. I feel good someone's watched a video of mine on YouTube and got some ad revenue. I realize that's not great either. That I'm making money off of thousands of people showing me and showing ads from advertisers for products that I don't want to watch ads for those. The whole money-making system, when we look at it a little bit more, it's like, wow, why do we even need this? So I've went on my soapbox here. I hope sharing some of these ideas is helpful. I am grateful for a beautiful, comfortable life with all this money from Steam. I intend to from here, just keep selling. Anytime the price goes up a bit, sell. And maybe even if the price stays the same, just keep selling more so I can get the actual number I have in the bank to match the number I've given you here today. I love you. You're awesome. I appreciate you watching this. If you've enjoyed this video, if you appreciate the honesty here, will you please leave a like on it? Because you'll feel good helping other people find it. If you have something you want me to hear and you want me to see based on your feedback, will you please leave a comment? Because I'm trying to read all my comments on YouTube. If you want more videos, will you please subscribe? Because I've got a lot more videos I'm planning that I hope you'll love and enjoy. I was going to say I'll see you on Steam, but I won't. I'll see you on my website. I'll see you on my University of Jerry Banfield. I'll see you on my blog. I'll see you in my books. I'll see you on my Discord server, my Facebook page, my free courses, my music partners, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. But I won't see you on Steam anymore.